everybody. Welcome to a very special Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, as always, Gary Fox. This week, we're going to look at the very best things I've spent my money on in 2021. I love these kind of end of year roundup, wrap up things on YouTube and other podcasts. So I said, you know what? I'll do one. It's a nice little way to wrap out the year. Be kind of like, if you're still looking for gifts or you want to get something nice for yourself for Christmas, there's some really cool things on this and there's some things that are free. So first, very quick thank you to my partners for season 7, as always, Chapter.ie. They are a creative studio based here in Ireland. They've worked with some of Ireland's leading brands, including my old friend Kiri's, Super Value, The Photo Collection, premium brands. So if you're looking for a creative studio to work with in 2022, contact Chapter.ie. Secondly, Baystreet.io. Think of them as your technical partner. So if you're looking to start a business in 2022 or you're looking to improve your current business, if you're looking for a technical partner, they're the people to talk to. That's baystreet.io. And finally, findavenue.ie/zoomparty.ie. Sean and his team there will help you find a physical venue or help you do a virtual event. So on to the best things of 2021. First up, the best app. So if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm going to be looking to my left to look at my laptop that has a list of everything. If you're listening, this doesn't matter. Ignore that last part. So first thing we're going to talk about is the best app of 2021. And to be honest, this has been the best app of 2020, 2019, 2018, ever since I found it. It's called Notion. And if you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about this repeatedly. It is the single best app slash website slash digital product I use. It's kind of hard to describe. I use it for everything. So I use it as my project planner, I use it as my kind of like diary, my journal. I run everything in it. Literally what I'm looking at now is a Notion template with everything on from a podcast on it. And within that, then each episode is listed, all the show notes are there. And I just use it as like, you can use it for pretty much anything. You can even publish it to the web. So you can use it as a website builder. Honestly, it's a single tool. If I had to get rid of every single tool on my phone or on my laptop, that's the only one I'd keep because it's just so powerful. You can tweak it and get all these templates as well. You can use it as a sales planner. You can use it as your own personal website, like I said. You can use it to track things. You can use it to plan projects. There's kind of a template for every single thing you'd ever use. If you've ever used Evernote or anything like that, or any kind of planning software like Trello or anything like that, it's a way better version of that. Think of them all contained within the one. It's free to use as well. The basic version is free. That's the one I use. It's absolutely perfect. So that's the best app of the year. Next, the best book. I'm going to reach behind me and grab it here. And this is The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. I did a whole YouTube video on this. So if you are interested in learning more about it, go to my YouTube channel, Mr. Gary Fox, and you'll see a full breakdown of it. It was that good. I want to do a video on it. So I read this during the year. And it's part psychology book, part financial advice book. Like, it's not like a tip book. You're not going to read it and go, oh my God, yeah, I must buy Apple stock. Yeah, obviously. But it's more about the psychology of things. Why we buy things, why we sell things, why we don't invest, all the mistakes we make, you know, the fear of missing out, the fear that, you know, it'll go down, why we make really rash decisions, why we sell things when we really know we should hold on to them for the next 10 years. You know, it's helping you understand yourself and your financial decisions. It's absolutely brilliant. So I'd recommend this and then read with it. Getting a double bubble here. I read this and The Compound Effect. If you're watching YouTube, you can see The Compound Effect over my right shoulder. I keep it on my desk and just flick through it. That was recommended by a guest on the pod, Andy, and he said it was a great book and I have kept it. So Andy Mackin, thank you very much for that recommendation. It's brilliant. So if you read these two together, your investing and just your general decision making in 2022 would be a lot better. So I'll link this in the website as well. So you want to go to my website and check that out. And then the best website. Lovely little segue here. The best website I've used this year is coinbase.com. So that's the crypto website I use. Anyone who reads my blog or listens to the podcast regularly would know I do an experiment called the Coffee to Crypto Experiment. And I get the same kind of question every single week from people. How do you buy your crypto? I buy it through a website called coinbase.com or an app on your phone. If you want to do it on your phone, you can go to crypto.com. Both of those, they both do the same things. Again, this is not financial advice. Go to your own research, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a financial advisor. But really good website. Really simple. You know, it's very simple. People get confused by crypto. It's very simple to buy crypto. If you can use Revolut or you can use your online banking, you can use and buy crypto. So Coinbase.com and Crypto.com are the best kind of websites I've used in the last year. And then the best bit of cheap tech. So I've done a kind of couple of things. I'm going to look at best bit of cheap tech. I'm going to look at my best bit of expensive tech. And then kind of a couple of physical things. So the best bit of cheap tech that I use. So if you're watching YouTube, you're going to get a bonus here. If you're listening, imagine. Or go to YouTube and subscribe anyway. So the best bit of cheap tech I use is this. Alexa, office off.
Okay.
Alexa, office on.
Okay.
So if you're watching YouTube, you just saw my whole office setup turn itself off and on, voice control. It just makes you feel cool, if I'm very honest. That's the main advantage. No, but seriously, it is handy because it just stops you burning energy. It also stops my wife giving absolute yards to me because I would walk off, I'd get distracted, typical entrepreneur brain. I'd walk off, get distracted by something, come back 2 hours later, and I've left everything in the office on. And it's just really cool. I have everything linked up to it, and all it is just an Amazon smart plug. I got it for $9.99 in the Black Friday sale. I think it's like 20 quid now. It's well worth it. So essentially all it is it's a simple install as well. You literally just plug the plug into the wall, and then you can plug your devices into that plug. So I have it on an extension cable, and then that'll let me set up like my lights and my laptop screen and all that kind of stuff. Really cool. It's just the standard branded Amazon smart plug. Really class. And then around the house, I have different kind of versions of them. So I have like a smart bulb and a smart LED for the back of my TV and stuff like that. So it's really good. If you're looking for a good smart tech YouTube channel to watch, actually, Spawn Point is a guy in the UK. He does a lot of like smart home tech and smart home innovation. And that's where I've learned most of my stuff from. So go check him out as well. Then the best bit of more expensive tech that I've gotten the last year is also from Amazon, actually, and it's called the Blink system. A lot of stuff I bought this year has been online, right? Because I like shopping Irish, I like buying local, but due to COVID and all that jazz, a lot of stuff I bought has been online just simply because you couldn't go anywhere. That's why they're mainly online-based, if you're wondering. What I've got that I really love, it's a little bit more expensive in terms of tech, is the Amazon Blink home security system and its camera system. And why I bought that is that I had bought a big CCTV system for the house, you know, 8 camera wired in, blah, 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 blah. And I'll probably put that in eventually. But during COVID, obviously, you couldn't get people to come to the house and work on it. You also couldn't get a lot of stock of things. So I was able to pick this up. It was €300. And what it is that it's a control box that you simply plug into the wall. And then all the cameras are wireless. So there's like an hour's worth of installation in it. So you can do it yourself. I am not the most technical and most like handy person in the world. I was able to do it within an hour, probably 45 minutes. They're about the size of your fist, the cameras, and they just mount to the walls. You can mount them, you can screw them in, you can even just stick them in. And I got like 4 outside cameras, and then you got some inside cameras as well. The inside camera is super handy for keeping an eye on the dog. So you can move it anywhere in the house. You just plug it in. The inside camera is plug-in. You can use your power. You can also get inside cameras that are battery operated as well. The outside cameras are all battery operated, 2 standard AA batteries. And you just pop the double batteries in, connect it to your Wi-Fi. So it has to be within Wi-Fi network. That's the only downside of it, is that it kind of has to be within the Wi-Fi mesh of your house. So if you have bad Wi-Fi, it's not great. But like most modern houses have a decent enough Wi-Fi system. And then the signal is beamed back to your control box, and then you can view everything on your phone. Super handy. They're motion activated, so the batteries don't run down straight away. So as soon as there's motion in the area, and it's a very clever system as well. You can actually define where you want the motion to be, where you want to ignore, like if there's trees or whatever blowing, you can just set it to ignore that area. You can just set it to be on at certain times. You can set it to be on only when you're away or when you're at home. Super handy. I actually have it set up so that I can actually view. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see over my right hand, I have an Amazon view here, and I can just say, you know, I won't say it now because it'll trigger it again, but I can just say, look, camera 1, show me camera 1, and it'll pop up camera 1 on the screen here beside me. So handy, especially when you're away, and you're waiting for deliveries or whatever. You can just bring up the camera on your phone. You can buzz them in. Our system has an automatic buzzer on it, so you can buzz them in and let them do the thing. So it's so handy. Really good investment. And then the best physical thing, I was trying to think of all different categories this morning. I was like, what physical thing am I going to mention? I was in Manchester last weekend and I brought this bag with me. So this is, it's called a douchebag, which is pretty cool. The company is called Douchebag. If you watch YouTube, you'd be familiar with a guy called Jon Olsen. And he's a very famous vlogger on YouTube. He's probably one of the most famous up there with Casey Neistat. And he has a bag range and it's really good. I'm such so easily influenced. I bought this on his site. I bought two of them. I bought like a bigger one and I bought this one. But this one is so handy. If you're watching, you can see I'm holding it up now. It's a 17-liter backpack. It's like a Bardslan. Bardsvan. It's essentially just a tiny overnight bag, but what I use it for is I use it for all my meetings. If I'm going into town, it has a laptop pouch on the back and it'll carry enough stuff like for an overnight trip. So if you're flying, especially Ryanair, now they've gone super strict. They're gone super, super strict in terms of carry-on stuff. Like a little backpack like that is unreal. They're not cheap. I got a Black Friday sale again. That was about $99. I think in the Black Friday sale, normally they're about $130, and then the bigger one is $179. But the quality of them is absolutely unreal. And I think you get to an age, do you have to have a nice bag, right? I used to like, my parents used to slag me. I'd always have like stuff in a plastic bag. I might arrive home for the weekend and I have it like in a giant little bag. And like, you have it in that as a lad, you either have them in a gear bag, a smelly gear bag you've been using for the last 10 years to play football in, go to jiu-jitsu in, and then you throw in your clothes for the weekend in as well. So I think you get to an age where you're like, you know what? It's nice to have a nice bag, especially if you're going somewhere kind of cool. So that was super handy for Manchester. So that's probably the best physical thing I bought. And then a notable mention, going back to the tech thing, I couldn't remember whether I talked about this last year or not. I'm just trying to find it behind me. One second. My Galaxy Buds. I think I talked about these last year, but they're so handy. Galaxy Buds, I thought, you know, same as AirPods, right? I thought I would lose them and I thought I would not use them as much, but I went and bought them. They're $179. They're unbelievable. I use them every single day, about four times a day. I listen to pods when I'm out walking the dog. I use them for the gym. They're unbelievably handy. Obviously, there's a mic on them as well for when you're in the car. The mic on them is hit and miss. That's the only thing I would say. I think there's a newer version now and the mic's meant to be much better. Google Duo version as well, and obviously you have Apple AirPods. But in terms of cost per use, I literally owe the money. They're absolutely brilliant. And then just a few final things to talk on. Three more things. I held up four fingers there if you're watching YouTube. Three more things. First thing was coaching and mentoring. Essentially, I view the podcast, I was thinking about this morning, I view the podcast as getting a free mentoring session every single week. But I also got formal coaching this year. And you've heard me talk about this if you're a regular listener. You've heard me talk about Shane Craddock a lot on the pod. He's absolutely superb. A fellow Wicklow man, he's a great guy. And I did a course with him back in, I think it was May. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head now. I think it was May. And it was exactly when I needed something like that. It's kind of like, I think coaching is like a good book. You know, you can get it at the wrong time and it won't have a huge impact on you, or you can read a book at a certain time and it has a huge impact on you. The same with coaching. Shane came into my life just at the exact time that I needed some coaching and some mentoring. And I did a course with him over 2 days back in May. And a lot of it was giving yourself the time to think in a formal setting and just giving yourself that headspace to avoid distractions and to have someone guide you along the process. A lot of the stuff, you know, you are aware of, but you haven't switched your brain on to kind of recognize it and to give yourself that time to accept things. Hugely recommend that in 2022 if you are in a professional setting, if you are an entrepreneur or you work in a large company. I would say, especially if you're an entrepreneur, it can be lonely. And if you're not in, you know, like groups like our entrepreneur experiment group, if you're not in a group like that, it can be very lonely. It can be very hard to get out the ideas that you want to get out. So I would definitely recommend getting some sort of coaching or mentoring in 2022. I went with Shane Craddock. There's loads of people around Ireland. Obviously, I have to say that for fairness, but Shane's a really good dude. I did an online course. Two final things. I'm leading up to the very best thing I bought in 2021. So stick for that. I did an online course. I like to kind of keep learning things in a formal setting because it's grand, like listening to things online and podcasts and books, but it's very passive. It kind of flows over you. You're obviously doing something else at the same time. You can be driving or walking, and it's very passive. So I like to do formal education as well every year, do something. I did the part-time YouTuber Academy with Ali Abdaal, and it was superb. And why? I was trying to think about why it was so good. Obviously, the material is unbelievable. He's an incredible teacher. I'm very much into YouTube, and that's something I want to focus on majorly next year. But also the fact it was cohort-based. And what that is just you were in classes, essentially. They started on, you know, X time, finished at X time, and you're in a class with people. I think a lot of online learning is, it can be very much, you know, you can fall victim to your own lack of willpower. And I've done that, certainly, with things. I've started online courses and then kind of like lost my way as things have kind of taken over. It was cohort-based, so there was a specific day the whole course started. Classes would be on a set time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Monday and Thursday. You had homework to do. It was very formalized. And I think that's the future of online education in terms of cohort based. And then you had a support system around you and an accountability system. And that is so big. And I think that's why it was hugely important. So that was a great course, Part-Time YouTuber Academy. He runs it about four times a year. One is just finished. I was chatting to the guys on it this morning. One was just finished. There'll be another one, I think, in January or February again. So check that out. Now, the single best thing I bought in 2021 was, drumroll please, a full health screening. And I've talked about this on the pod because it had such a huge impact on my life and hopefully on the longevity of my life. I did a full health screening, and this is entirely thanks to my friend James McCormick. He was the one that introduced me to this, and it has had an incredible impact on me. I get asked this question almost every second week now, people listening back to the old pods. And the health screening was done by a company in Malahide called Nuacell, N-U-A-C-E-L-L. They have a big backlog on appointments, so if you are interested, do contact them now for 2022, because you could be waiting a couple of months. That is the only caveat. It's not something you'll get straight away. And what that is that you just take a full 360 view of your health and your wellness. We all go to the doctor in Ireland when we're sick. Oh, I have a big pain in my chest, or I have a big whatever. And often we delay and delay and delay. In 2021, I took a kind of a proactive view on my health in terms of how can I prevent things from happening. And what they do is they take full blood panel, so about 13 vials of blood. It's not as bad as it sounds, to be very honest. And then they do a full consultation with you, your family history, anything you're concerned about, anything you've had in the past, anything that's bothering you now. So a full from the past right up to modern day, looking into the future, look at your family history, anything that might be coming down. And they can actually look at and not predict what might happen to you, but give you a good indication of what you're prone to, any markers you might have for certain types of illnesses or disease. And actually what Dr. Sam caught was a heart condition I had, which I didn't actually even know I had. I was kind of going in, if I'm very honest, for kind of a clap on the back, going, Gary, you're very healthy. Fair play to you. You have the body of a 21-year-old. And I went in and he was like, there's this wrong, there's this wrong. I also listened to this and that doesn't sound too good. But you know what? I'd rather know and deal with it. And then in the space of within 2 months, I had everything resolved. Thankfully, the heart issue turned out to be not so serious. It was something I just have to monitor, and it's not going to have an impact on me. And now I'm taking certain types of medications and certain types of supplements that will hopefully prolong my life and lead me to having a very healthy and happy life. I want to have an active and healthy, happy life. And I'm very happy to do my blood screens a couple of times a year to make sure that I am been proactive. And you don't know, right? You don't know how you feel, really. Oh, I feel good today. And then tomorrow you might feel bad. And then you might feel good the next day. Like, unless you look inside your body and get blood screens done, you're kind of just flying blind. I think I'm going to make a prediction right now. This will be the biggest growth area in healthcare in the next 5 years. It will be transformative. We already wear our Whoops. We wear our Apple Watches, our Aura Rings. I think all that will connect together in the next couple of years, and you'll have essentially a health expert who you subscribe to every month. It's 100 euros, 200 euros, whatever it is every month, and they will monitor everything within your health. Because otherwise it's like driving from here to Killarney and not having Google Maps. You just really wouldn't do it anymore. I think the same with health. I think our kids will look at us in like 10, 20 years and go, oh, so you just went to the doctor whenever things or something was wrong. I think that's how stupid it will look in the next 10, 15 years. So that's the best things I bought in 2021 or took part in or, you know, paid for in 2021. Hope that was useful. I'm going to do a couple of extra bonus episodes of this season. So the season is now essentially at an end. However, due to the fact I had to take a break in the middle of the season, I'm going to do a couple of bonus episodes. Definitely one bonus episode, hopefully two, nearly definitely two. Number one will be a 2022 planning special. I'll break down all the planning experts, all the stuff that they've told me over the years, all the courses that I've done, all the notebooks that I use. I'm a bit of a planning geek, and I'll break all that down for 2022, help you get off to the very best 2022 possible. And then I want to do a special entrepreneurs roundtable, kind of reviewing the year and then looking ahead to 2022. Again, that's content I enjoy, so I'm just going to make it and hope someone else enjoys it too. I'm going to get back some of the very best guests of the last couple of years, bring them all back together, probably virtually due to, you know why. And then just have a nice kind of chat with everybody and get some kind of insights into them, how the year went, what they learned, and then what they're hoping to do in 2022. So that is what's coming down the line. The season is not over. We're not going anywhere, Wolf of Wall Street style, but we'll be back in possibly next week, or I might hold over, depending on what way the recording schedule goes, I might hold over the planning special until January 1st, but I'll let you know. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon.